On this week's AP Religion Roundup, who is the new pope to his family, and how an American reached the papacy? Pope Leo XIV was elected this week to lead the world's 1.4 billion Roman Catholics. The first pope born in the United States called it a blessing and a cross to bear during his first Mass as head of the Church.
You have called me to carry that cross and to be blessed with that mission. And I know I can rely on each and every one of you to walk with me as we continue as a church, as a community of friends of Jesus, as believers, to announce the good news, to announce the gospel.
The Pope grew up near Chicago's South Side.
I got the phone call that
his brother, John Prevost, still lives in the area. He describes the big moment this week.
We saw the curtains move, and then we saw the cardinal come out and announce who the Pope was. She started screaming because it was her uncle, and I was in the moment of disbelief that this cannot be possible.
He says that through the years, they have remained close.
We still talk every day. He'll call when he's through with work. And we do Wordle with friends, and we do Wordle.
Prevost says he doesn't see his brother as a political ideologue.
He's not going to be real far left, and he's not going to be real far right. Kind of right down the middle.
Reverend Thomas Reese, an analyst with the Religion News Service, says the Pope's work as a missionary and archbishop in Peru helped bring him to the papacy.
I think the Latin American cardinals saw him as one of their own, not a gringo. And so with their solid support, I think he began to gain more support from the other cardinals, and that got him elected.
Back in Chicago, Roman Catholics like Reverend Gregory Sokowitz rejoiced at the hometown selection, but they had some local questions.
Is he a Chicago White Sox fan? I don't know. He's a Cubs fan. I heard he's a Cubs fan. Well, God bless him.
I'm Walter Ratliff.